So, Bruce Kirschbaum, could you give us your best story pitch?
There's one that I sold to NBC a couple of years ago that went a little like this. This idea is a wild, Bilko-esque workplace comedy. And what happens to a freewheeling former rock journalist whose life turns upside down when he finds himself having to command a crazed crew of speechwriters, publicists, spin controllers, image tweakers, hustlers, hucksters, and assorted loonies in the Office of Public Information at the Pentagon?
I never saw this, did I?
Yes, you did not. No, you did not. It
Oh.
was sold but never ultimately went to air.
We're speaking with Bruce Kirschbaum, a television writer and producer, co-executive producer of Everybody Loves Raymond on CBS and The Ben Stiller Show, which ran on Fox. He also wrote for Seinfeld, including this episode in which George Costanza's met what he considers to be the perfect woman for him, but he has to change religions to win her heart.
Why do you want to accept the Latvian Orthodox faith?
In this age of uncertainty and confusion, a man begins to ask himself certain questions. How can one even begin to put into words something so,
enigmatic? Vast?
No, not vast.
Well, whatever it is, basically, you like the religion.
Yes. Is there one aspect of the faith you find particularly attractive?
I think the hats.
This Sunday on the Trio Cable Network, a show called The Perfect Pitch will debut. The program examines the competition among show business writers and producers to distill an idea down into some kind of a hard, sparkling sentence. Sometimes, though, it's no more than a phrase that will get a television show on the air. Later this month, Trio will also air Brilliant But Canceled. That's a documentary about critically acclaimed programs that have been canceled. Bruce Kirschbaum joins us from NPR West in Los Angeles. Mr. Kirschbaum, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, Scott. Thank you very much.
Is there a pitch season?
There is. There is actually indeed. Normally, they begin listening sometime in late summer, about July, August. That's the vital time to sell. And most Thanksgivings is a time that most writers are in pitch hell or writing hell, because if they've been lucky enough to sell a pilot, they're writing right at that time. Then the decision-making process begins at the beginning of the year. Their decisions will ultimately be finalized usually by February. They then start shooting in March and April. They then decide which ones will go to air by May. And then come July again, it all begins once all over again.
Mm. Can you in any way quantify for us any kind of attrition rate between the pitch, the ideas that are thrown up, and those that actually wind up on the air?
I have heard it somewhere in the vicinity of about 5 in 300 eventually get to the air. So that's not... You might as well be buying a lottery ticket every week. It's not a great odd for you.
So Mr. Kirschbaum, do you run it over and over again in your mind? Do you write out a script? Do you look in a mirror? Do you memorize it?
I do indeed. I hate to out myself here with this, but I practice my spontaneity. I rehearse my ad libs. I do not leave anything to chance. At the very beginning of our interview here, you said, what was a favorite pitch of mine? Mm-hmm. And the reason I could tell you that was because I brought in a piece of paper on which I had written that out about 3 years ago. And I will tell you, there was nothing left to chance. I knew that particular year, someone had told me one of the networks is looking for a Sergeant Bilko-y type of show. Mm-hmm. Someone else had told me workplace comedies are in. So the opening line of that pitch, if you recall, was, my first idea is a wild Sergeant Bilko-esque workplace comedy. Now, that was not a coincidence. The executives might not have known that I had been tipped off to the fact that I knew they were looking for both of those things. And by strange coincidence, I happened to be bringing in something that perfectly fit that bill. I brought in another pitch for another pilot that I sold. This one over to Fox, and the opening line of this one is, this is a show that's unlike any other. Now, that's a good opening line, because people are going to lean in and say it's unlike any other. And then I go on to say, a fast-paced, satirical blend between Saturday Night Live and a traditional sitcom. So basically, it's not unlike anything else. It's exactly like these two other things, but I have somehow created the illusion that there's something fresh in my being derivative here.
Yeah.
And the worst thing you can do is come in and say, this is truly unlike any show that's ever been done. You might as well go home right there. You're going to have no luck with that approach.
Now, I don't know if this story is true or not, but I have heard for years that Miami Vice got on the air because somebody wrote down on a slip of paper, MTV Cops.
That is exactly what I've heard. I think that was Brandon Tartikoff, the former head of NBC, who bought it based on that. And that doesn't surprise me, actually. That, again, you can sort of understand in a nutshell. You can see exactly what that is, where that's going. Mm-hmm. I mean, nowadays, really, more than anything else, the package, people, I mean, MTV Cops, not only was it an easy concept now to understand because it's two different things we've both seen, MTV and 100 different cop shows, but I think quickly you can see there's marketing potential there. There's possible CDs that can come out. There's mm-hmm. tie-ins. You can almost sort of see the what they call the franchise with a pitch like that.
So it seems to me as if an artful pitch has to essentially begin with a monologue that can be as small as MTV Cops, or maybe like the one you gave us, which I would guess would be about 80 words, but a monologue, a set stage piece almost.
It positively is right. I, as primarily a comedy writer, am very aware of the fact that a joke has to land with just the right, perfect inflection. Bump, up, up, bump, up, up, bump, 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 bang. And frequently I will build it to, this is a story about a typical family and what happens to them when their life turns upside down, when unbeknownst to them, their oldest daughter marries a man. And if you're doing your job right and you say from the planet Venus, hopefully they'll go, ah, because I have led it to basically the punchline.
Now, ratings came out this week and NBC has been running strong. ABC is coming up. Fox, as a matter of fact, and CBS seem to be somewhat behind. How do you use this information in structuring what you want to pitch and how you pitch it?
You don't. What you do is you look at the way that information affects network think. Mm-hmm. And what's strange about it is that from year to year, completely different edicts come down, and I'm always mystified. One year you'll be told they're looking for a workplace comedy at CBS. I mean, where did that come from? From what mountain was that suddenly delivered? The next year you're told workplace is out everywhere, but they want something about a young married. The next season, young marrieds are totally out. What we're now looking for is something to do with science fiction. So it's very odd the way that sort of changes. The funny thing about it is right now, with the success of Everybody Loves Raymond, family comedies, which were positively poison maybe 10 years ago, are the biggest thing. So whatever idea you bring in, you better darn well root it in a family comedy.
Mr. Kirschbaum, you've been just terrific, and I will bring this to the president of our network, and I'll get back to you very soon.
I thank you so much for having me here, Scott.
Eileen, you have no idea what I have to put up with. When I got married, I didn't just get a husband. I got a whole freak show that set up their tent right across the street. I should be writing stories. My life is a gothic novel. And until you have lived in that house week after week, year after friggin' year, you are in no position to judge me.
Bruce Kirschbaum is the co-executive producer of Everybody Loves Raymond. He spoke with us from NPR West in Los Angeles.